Ghana has improved in its fight against corruption in the public sector. According to this year's Corruption Perception Index, launched today, Ghana scored 4.1 out of a maximum score of 10 as compared to last year's 3.9. Speaking at the launch, the Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, a local chapter of Transparency International, Vitus Azim, said this year's score should remind the nation that it is far from winning the fight against corruption. He said Ghana's inability to fight corruption frustrates her fight against poverty, disease, crime, and security. Brighton Trammer has filed this report.
This year's index ranks 178 countries, including Ghana, by their perceived levels of public sector corruption, as determined by expert assessments and opinion surveys. The Corruption Perception Index helps to highlight the propensity of domestic corruption and its damaging influences. The index ranks countries on a scale from 0, which is highly corrupt, to 10, which is less corrupt. Since its inclusion on the CPI in 1999, Ghana's highest score has been 3.9, obtained in the years 2002, 2008, and 2009. Since the inception of the Corruption Perception Index, no African country has scored 6 or above. Africa's good performers, Botswana, Mauritius, Cape Verde, Seychelles, South Africa, and Namibia, continue to improve on their performance, although with fluctuating scores. African countries tend to dominate the bottom of the index, with Angola, Equatorial Guinea, Burundi, Chad, Sudan, and Somalia scoring less. The Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, called for more transparency, not only on the sale of government lands, but on disposal of all government assets, including houses and cars, used for the Ghana 50 celebrations. Mr. Azim urged the Lands Commission and other relevant government agencies to clarify the issues by setting the record straight as to how these lands and other assets were allocated, purchased, and changed ownership. He appealed to President Mills to honor his promises to Ghanaians by passing into law the Right to Information Bill.
A president who is not personally corrupt but still acts against corrupt officials for whatever reasons can be perceived as being corrupt. Inaction is a threat to the fight against corruption. Governments therefore need to integrate anti-corruption measures in all spheres, from the response to the financial crisis and climate change to commitment by the international community to eradicate poverty.
The board chairperson of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Dr. Audrey Gachapu, charged the media to lead in the fight against corruption. Denmark, New Zealand, and Singapore tied for the first place with scores of 9.3.
That report was filed by Bright and Trammer.